It's Wednesday and time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. This week, it's the Friends of Ingham County Parks. The group works with local government to support park operations. And here to tell us more about the group, Karen Fraser, Friends of Ingham County Parks Director of Development. Welcome, Karen.
Good morning.
What does Friends of Ingham County Parks do exactly?
Well, the Friends have been around for quite a long time. They actually received their 501c3 nonprofit back in 1999. The group started out with an awesome gentleman, Ed Gillespie. If you're listening out there, thank you again. He organized a group of people and built a playground at Lake Lansing Park. A couple of years later, those people wanted something else to do, and they built a band shell at Lake Lansing Park. It was at that time he said, "Wow, they were informal. We need a friends group." And so he took care of getting the friends actually formally organized. And since that time, they've done a variety of projects. We did the playground at Hawk Island a few years ago. More recently, in 2008, the Friends raised money to help the county with a land purchase at Lake Lansing North Park. And we've done a lot of smaller things with wheelchairs for the parks, a drinking fountain for the parks, sidewalks for the parks. We're there to support the parks.
I understand that your mission is changing a little bit more recently, though, and you're involved in actually financing.
Well, yes. It's unfortunate and really difficult to almost accept, but the parks, the Ingham County parks, which actually people should know are Lake Lansing Parks, Hawk Island Park, and Birchfield Park out in Holt, have really lost a significant amount of funding in the last four budget cycles. In 2010, the big reduction of $500,000 happened, and since then we've lost another $100,000 plus. And I think that it's taken everyone some time to realize that things have just changed, and there was an expectation that parks on the community's part, even on Parks Department staff, the Parks Commission, that parks were always going to be funded through an appropriation from the county. And that is just not the case anymore, and it's certainly not the case across the country. What's happened to Ingham County Parks isn't any different than what's happened to a lot of Parks Departments. Mm-hmm. So now we enter into the era of building relationships with our community, with businesses, with foundations, to actually help support the parks and ensure that they keep operating.
A more aggressive approach, a more creative approach?
It's a more structured and more creative approach for certain. This year is really the first year that we had sat down as a friends group and a friends board and said, okay, we need to raise $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do that to help run the parks.
And how have you done that?
Well, we have applied for grants. We have three events going on this year, the first of which will be August 15th out at Lake Lansing Park South. That event is Cuisine and Carousels, kind of looking back to the history of that park and how meaningful that is to our community. We have a kids event scheduled for September 21st at Hawk Island Park, which we did last year, Touch a Truck. So a lot of businesses and organizations brought in things like fire trucks and dump trucks. We did that a little later last year. It was cold, it was snowing, and 600 people came. So I think we should have a good turnout. And then we are actually working with Playmakers to do a running type event, nature of which to be defined in November.
From your interactions with people in the community, what do you hear that people would like to see in the parks most often?
I think people would like some of the fees that have been created to go away or to be reduced because of the lost appropriation fees had to be increased and added to. The other piece I think that people love, and we've certainly seen this demonstrated at Hawk Island, is trails. Trails are something people love. They want them to be near their homes. They want them to be easily accessible. We have some good trail system in the Ingham County Parks at this time. We have, I think there's about 5 miles of trails at Lake Lansing North, which are natural trails. They're earth and very nice. Actually, good for your good for walking on. Out at Birchfield Park, there's another 6 miles of trails that are nature trails that are great. And there's actually an advanced biking trail out there, which is really cool.
It's been exciting to see the expansion. And I think Hawk Island really, really grabbed a lot of people's mm-hmm. attention. Great to kayak out there. Yeah. It's just a great facility.
Hawk Island is the busiest park we have.
Really? I'm not surprised to hear that.
It's not surprising at all, is it, when you go there? Over 500,000 people go there each year. And so actually, to put all of this in perspective as far as the money piece, the Parks Department is operating with less money now than before Hawk Island existed.
Oh, my.
So that is that just stands out real clearly to me, and I don't think people realize that.
How does support for the county parks play out on the County Board of Commissioners? Do you have people who are advocating for a stronger parks budget there?
I don't know that that's the case. I think that the county commission is looking at alternative funding for the parks.
Okay.
They support the parks. They realize what an important part of the community parks are. Parks really are a pillar in the community. They're a big reason why people want to come and live somewhere. It's because of things like parks and where can I go to the theater and those, you know, fun recreational things. And I think at this point, the commission is trying to look at alternative sources of funding for the parks system.
We're talking with Karen Fraser of the Friends of Ingham County Parks. Do you have any contact with the city of Lansing here as far as your group goes? I mean, is there some kind of relationship, communication, connection with the Lansing Parks people?
The Friends of Ingham County Parks don't have a close relationship with the city of Lansing, but the Parks Department certainly has, and we've worked on different things with them over the years. The soccer complex comes to mind. The soccer complex is actually owned by the city of Lansing, but we currently operate that for them. The Solden Dog Park that is adjacent to Hawk Island Park is owned by the city of Lansing, and we have an arrangement, an agreement by which the county park system operates that for them. So, yes, there's definitely a working relationship at the county and city level between those two organizations.
Is there a story that represents why you got involved with the Friends of Ingham County Park?
Well, at first, really, it was because of my job. Because I do work for Ingham County and for the Parks Department, and a piece of my job was to work with the Friends. However, it's really become a large, large part of my job now to do that, and I enjoy it very much. And actually, historically, I realized after I was with the Parks for a period of time that the very, very first job I ever had where I received a paycheck was at the City Park in St. John's, and I was a concession worker. So as life goes, it seems like I've come full circle. But, you know, I personally love the parks. I use the parks. I realize how important they are to people. When we opened the playground at Hawk Island Park, I overheard a woman say to one of our board members, Alfreda Schmidt, she said, "This park is the nicest thing anyone has ever done for the South side of Lansing." And when you hear something like that, you can't help but want to do more.
How many members are there in your group?
We have a board of 9 members that meet periodically. And then as far as volunteers, you know, we'll have an event or a group, and with a playground build, as an example, we had 2,000 people come out to help build that playground. So on a day-to-day basis, we may not have a large group of volunteers out there, but we're really, with a project, we'll get a lot of people come in. We have people that help us take care of gardens in the parks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great group that's helping with the disc golf course out at Birchfield Park now. Volunteers mean a lot to the Ingham County Parks, especially with the shrinking budget scenario.
And if somebody is listening who'd like to get involved and get behind this cause, what do they call? What number do they call?
They would call me, Karen, 244-7186.
244-7186. Karen Fraser is Director of Development for the Friends of Ingham County Parks, a nonprofit that works to support the maintenance and operation of our parks. Thanks for joining us today, Karen.
Thank you.
Good
it was
to hear
wonderful to be here.
Good to hear about your group. We could always use more nominations, and Current State knows there are great people and organizations out there doing great work. If you'd like one to be featured on our Neighbors in Action segment, send us an email, currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.